This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Florida braces for Hurricane Milton. We have the story.
Wichita police investigating a murder-suicide. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Tropical storm Milton is now a hurricane and is heading toward Florida. Fox's Adam Klotz reports.
Unfortunately, this is going to be an impactful storm across large swaths of Florida. The storm has been sitting just off the coast of Mexico for several days, kind of getting its act together. It's really just kind of meandering and wandering, but we're about to see this start to take off across the Gulf, and that's when it's really going to intensify. Here's our forecast. It becoming a really powerful storm by Tuesday evening, 145-mile-an-hour winds. That would be a Category 4 hurricane. Now, it does weaken a little bit as it gets up along the Florida coast on Wednesday. However, once you get to that strength, you're going to get a whole lot of storm surge that's being pushed up along the west coast of Florida as well. So even though it weakens a little bit, that's good for the winds. It's not going to help a ton with the storm surge, and that could be a real issue with this one.
Florida, North Carolina, and other southeastern states are still grappling with the devastation of Hurricane Helene.
Some in Congress are criticizing the Biden administration, saying FEMA relief funds are being moved away from storm victims.
As lawmakers discuss more funds for FEMA, some are saying the migrant crisis has taken away from storm relief. Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton on NBC's Meet the Press said of the Biden-Harris administration,
they have been spending billions of dollars for the last 4 years to move migrants from our border, to put them up in hotels and give them room service and maids.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell on ABC's This Week said implying that money is redirected is misinformation.
It's frankly ridiculous and just plain false.
FEMA has dedicated a page on its website to dispelling the claim. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Police are investigating an apparent murder-suicide shooting in southeast Wichita Sunday morning in the 800 block of South Edgemoor. Police say a male had broken into the residence armed with a handgun. The deceased are a 26-year-old male and a 21-year-old female, believed to be former domestic partners.
A pedestrian was hit by a car in South Wichita last night near the intersection of Northern and Hydraulic. Sedgwick County Dispatch confirming that a woman suffered potentially critical injuries. No other details immediately available.
The Democratic presidential candidate talked about her campaign and other issues on a popular podcast.
Vice President Kamala Harris describing her fight for women's reproductive rights on the podcast Call Her Daddy.
The basic right any individual of whatever gender has to make decisions about their own body and not have their government tell them what to do.
And making a pitch for voting in elections.
Never let anybody take your power from you. And voting is one of the ways that you use your voice to determine who your government will be and what your future will be by your government.
She also urges women to stand up to excuses that could hold them back.
And this is the one that kills me. Oh, it's going to be a lot of hard work, right? As though we don't like hard work.
Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Former President Donald Trump holding a rally in the battleground state of Wisconsin yesterday. Fox's Bill Malugin reports.
Donald Trump is doing a big-time blitz on battleground states where he is targeting working-class voters. He was in Wisconsin today, Pennsylvania yesterday, and Michigan on Thursday. He wrapped up speaking here in Juneau, Wisconsin. It was actually his fourth campaign event in Wisconsin in the last 8 or 9 days alone, and one of his biggest applause lines today came when he was talking about mass deportations. Now, on Saturday, Donald Trump was in Butler, Pennsylvania, exactly 12 weeks to the day since an attempted assassination against him that almost took his life back in July. He spoke in front of an absolutely enormous crowd in Butler and was joined on stage by Elon Musk.
Vice President Harris is set to appear on an election special of 60 Minutes tonight. Trump was also supposed to be on the show, but his campaign says that's been canceled.
Today marked 1 year since Hamas initiated an invasion of Israel in 2023. Israel is facing another threat now from Iran-backed Lebanese Islamist terror group Hezbollah. Fox's John Scott reports.
Israel is on high alert as it marks the somber one-year anniversary of Hamas' October 7th massacre and attacks on Israeli communities. At least 1,200 people were killed and more than 250 others taken hostage It's believed more than 100 people are still being held captive in Gaza. The day is already off to a tense start with Hezbollah firing rockets from Lebanon into northern Israel. At least 6 people are hurt. This all coming as the Middle East inches closer to a regional war. Right now, Israel is ramping up its air and ground operations on Hamas in Gaza and on Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Israel launched missiles at a mosque in northern Gaza Sunday, killing 19 people. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Chiefs Monday Night Football, Royals Monday Night Playoff Baseball. Big night tonight. We'll preview all that coming up in sports.
Drought conditions continue across South Central Kansas. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Drought conditions continue across South Central Kansas. Wichita's precipitation total is nearly 8.5 inches below normal for this time of year. The last measurable rain came on September 23rd, 13 days ago. Our longest rainless streak this year has been 27 days. That was ending in March. And the record for Wichita is 67 days without measurable precipitation. That was set in 1936.
Vice President Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, speaking to Fox News Sunday about a number of issues, including the conflict in the Middle East and abortion rights. Fox's Madeline Rivera has more.
Walz did not delve into details when asked if Israel should hit Iran's nuclear or oil facilities as retaliation for its missile attack on Tuesday.
Specific operations will be dealt with at the time, but being very clear on this, Iran, there were consequences for what they do. That's what's happening right now. Israel's right to defend itself is not in question.
On abortion, Walz said he doesn't believe Trump's statement that he won't sign a national ban on the procedure.
Let's be very clear. Trying to cut hairs on an issue on this is not where the American public's at. They want the restoration of Roe versus Wade. Vice President Harris said she would sign it.
Walz, though, is under scrutiny, too, for some of the statements he's made in the past. Most recently, on the night of the debate, he admitted he misspoke when he said he was in Hong Kong during the 1989 Tiananmen Square protest.
The Harris campaign expected to ramp up its attacks against former President Trump during the last month of the election season.
The Supreme Court's summer break is over, and a new term of arguments and opinions begins today.
Justices will consider gun laws and the death penalty in the term's first week, hearing a case tomorrow about the Biden administration's regulations of so-called ghost guns. Wednesday, a death row inmate's challenge reaches the high court. At issue is whether Richard Glossop, convicted of a 1997 murder for hire in Oklahoma, had his constitutional rights violated by prosecutors who failed to disclose psychiatric treatment of a key witness. Over the next several months, justices will consider bans on gender-affirming care for children, environmental regulations, and a First Amendment challenge to a Texas law requiring age verification for pornographic websites. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
People living in Kansas may apply to the state's colleges and universities for free this week.
In an effort to encourage more people in Kansas to pursue higher ed, the Kansas Board of Regents, in partnership with schools across the state, is waiving application fees today through Wednesday. During a time when high school seniors begin finalizing college plans, school application fees typically run between $25 and $40. Kansas's waived fee program after Regents saw neighboring Colorado's success with its program in the 5 years since Colorado started it. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Right now, traffic, the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing things looking pretty good. However, we have heard of something you might want to watch out for. This is the report of a brush fire. Fire crews responding to the report of a brush fire, 55th South and Seneca. Might want to avoid that area for the time being. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
Just great.
Oh, yeah, terrific.
Terrific, wonderful.
Yeah, you know what? It was a warm, windy weekend, especially on Saturday. Wolfstock, though, a lot of people there, a lot of furry family members, too. So definitely a nice day. Hopefully you got to meet the KSN team while we were there. Looks like the rest of the weekend, though, outside of Saturday afternoon and during those late morning hours, you know, things were just fine out there. Temperatures going to be slightly cooler today. Pleasant high of 79 degrees under all that sunshine. And today actually going to be the coolest day of the week. So take some time to enjoy it. Get some fresh air. And if you do have to be outdoors, especially work outdoors, keep in mind that those winds not going to be as gusty today, as that breeze really has calmed down quite a bit. Now, late tonight into early Tuesday, there's a very small chance that there's maybe a random sprinkle or a light shower. Now, I do expect most of us to stay pretty dry here in the heart of the metro, but just can't completely rule that out. Now, nothing to get too excited about, and especially because the rest of the forecast is still looking pretty dry. So there's only going to be a 10% chance of rain between tonight, late tonight and early Tuesday. After that, back to warm sunshine, high of 80 degrees tomorrow. Middle of the week on Wednesday, 86 degrees. That goes for Thursday, too, with a high of 86. Always looking ahead to the weekend. By the time we get to Friday, 87 sunshine, and then a little bit warmer, getting closer to that 90-degree mark on Saturday with a high of 89. Another front going to come through over the weekend. This is going to knock us from that high of 89 on Saturday down to 84 on Sunday. Going to bring us a little bit more cloud cover and a breeze, too. But other than that, that's going to be about it. Moisture still missing from that forecast. Right now, we're at 55 degrees with a light east wind at 5 miles an hour. And skies, still not really seeing much cloud cover. Nice, bright start to the day.
I haven't seen a cloud in days. I don't think.
Really?
Yeah. The time, well. All right, thank you, sir. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Stephen, 10 in the morning now, coming up on 7:14 on this Monday morning. We had a sunny, breezy day across south-central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 83 degrees, normal high 75. So we were warmer than usual. And Wichita's precipitation is now 8.40, almost 8.5 inches below normal. Yep, we need some rain. This is the 7th day of October. And it was on this date in 2001, the war in Afghanistan started as the United States and Britain launched air attacks against military targets and Osama bin Laden's training camps in the wake of the September 11th attacks. Started that war in 2001. And then we stayed for a long time.
Yeah, we were there. Many, many years.
Recording executive and TV birthdays today, okay? Recording executive and TV personality, Simon Cowell is 65 years old today. I don't know about you. I didn't know who this guy was before he became a judge on America's Got Talent.
Well, nobody here in the U.S. knew him until he'd
done this over there.
He was on American Idol.
Yeah, he'd done this show.
He's
like
always played the role of the nasty.
Yeah.
Very, very judgmental guy, right, on the panel, not Mr. Nice Guy, and it, you know, people ate it up.
Completely unlovable, so they loved him, right? Okay.
And he made a ton of money doing that.
Yes, he has. He's 65 today, by the way. The owner of a water buffalo that ran loose in Des Moines, Iowa, in the suburbs there for days in August, has pleaded guilty for having an animal at large. The Des Moines Register reports the owner was fined $105 in court costs. Residents named the water buffalo Phil, that's P-H-I-L-L, after the Pleasant Hill suburb, where it roamed for 5 days before being tranquilized and captured. The water buffalo was treated at an animal hospital for an infected gunshot wound.
Oh, no.
After being shot by police during the chase. Apparently, they tried to bring him down. Former owner gave custody of Phil and two other water buffaloes to an animal sanctuary.
Not a small beast.
I don't know much about the water buffalo.
Things are big.
But it seems to me like it would be something you wouldn't want to mess around with, right?
Well, especially not out in the wild.
Yeah.
Well, you go out to the Sedgwick County Zoo and see them.
The wild.
Pretty docile there.
Des Moines suburb, that's pretty wild place right there.
Well, that's where our city manager came from, Bob Layton.
There you go.
He knows the wild, wild suburbs of Des Moines.
Oh, yeah, Des Moines. Ooh. Whew. Slow down. 7:17, Steve and Ted. And I Friday night, Shelley and I went to the football game. Carol was playing Heights, and Carol was they did a lot better this last week.
Big win for Carol on Friday night.
Yeah, they played a very good game, and I compared to what they did last time, especially they beat Heights. Heights has a good team, I think. And then so Saturday, my granddaughter Mary is still cheering for Bishop Carol. That's why we go. And then Saturday, they had homecoming, the homecoming dance at Carroll, which meant this is something we've done every year, and it's photo op time. The girls put their dresses on, and we go someplace.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were a chaperone at the dance.
No, my daughter, okay. Stacy, was. She was a chaperone. But, we went down by the Keeper of the Plains, and there was a lot of kids down there and their families taking these homecoming pictures from different schools that were all apparently having homecoming all the same place. So excitement, huh? Mm. And I looked across the river over there.
It's exciting if you're going.
Yeah, across the river to Exploration Place. Beautiful evening.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a crowd over there. They had music going on. I don't know. They had some sort of something going on over there, but I don't know what it was. A lot of music over there and people everywhere. It was a nice evening. Great evening.
Good. Well, this time of year, it's what you get. Once the heat of the day cools off, you get some really nice evenings time of year.
7:18, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is sports time. Ted has a lot on the sports plate this morning.
Yeah, and boy, do we have a night tonight. We got Monday Night Baseball, Royals in the playoffs, Monday Night Football, Chiefs at home. So all sorts of things going on. We'll start out with football, Monday Night Football. The undefeated first-place Kansas City Chiefs hosting the New Orleans Saints. Monday Night Football action. The Chiefs have won 10 straight games, including the Super Bowl last season. And they've kept it going this year with a 4-0 start. Chiefs are a 5.5-point favorite going into this one. Of course, back on Friday, we had our usual Friday morning visit with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, who told us about the Saints.
Let me issue the warning. The Saints are a 4-0 team in 2-2 clothing. Ooh. They have lost the last two games, but it was a 3-0 game with the Eagles in the fourth quarter. And the Eagles got a long run from Saquon Barkley and won the game in the last minute. And then last week, they lost to Atlanta, and they have to be watching the video of the game saying, how did we lose this game? They allowed no offensive touchdowns. They're that close to being 4-0. They're just kind of a feisty, angry poke at you, knock the ball away, much like I said the Chargers were. That's the same way. The Saints are just nasty. Get ready for a knockdown dragout again.
All right. That's Mitch gave us on Friday, and he'll be ready to go tonight. Chiefs-Saints, Monday Night Football in Arrowhead. Mitch Holtis will have the play-by-play call on the Chiefs Radio Network beginning at 6 o'clock this evening. The game will kick off at 7:15 tonight, and that is on 98.7 FM KNSS. We have national coverage on Westwood 1 at 6:30 tonight, and that is on 1330 AM KNSS. In other football news yesterday, the Chicago Bears won at home. They beat the Carolina Panthers 36-10. And some local help for the Bears. Playing on defensive line, Austin Booker, the rookie from Kansas. The former Jayhawk got a sack late in the game. First sack of his career in the NFL for Austin Booker. Khalil Herbert, another Jayhawk, had a 28-yard kickoff return for the Bears in this game. And getting some playing time at tight end for the Bears, Gerald Everett from Hutchinson Community College. He had a couple of catches for 22 yards. The Bears, back-to-back wins. They are 3-0 on home field, Soldier Field, this season. Bears beat the Panthers by 26 points. All right, let's go over to baseball. Tonight we have Game 2 in the Major League Baseball playoffs, the series best of five between the top team in the league, the New York Yankees, hosting the Kansas City Royals. Game 1 on Saturday night, there were 5 lead changes. It was all over the place, but the Yankees did get a narrow win over the Royals. They took a day off yesterday. Game 2 tonight, the Royals are down 1-0 in this best-of-five series. Cole Reagans is on the mound for the Royals tonight. MJ Melendez hit a big home run for the Royals in Game 1. He says, when you're in the playoffs this deep, you are facing really good pitching, got to be aggressive at the plate.
Every time that they they put an inning together, we were able to bounce back and put an inning together ourselves. It just showed like the fight that we continue to have. Yeah, of course. I mean, I think that anytime you're facing elite pitchers, the last thing you want to do is get down the hole early. So, you know, if that means either, you know, jumping on the first pitch that you see in the zone, or even, you know, having long at bats is not a bad thing either, you know, getting their pinch count up, just obviously just trying to be control of the at bat and control of the at bat. And, you know, whenever they make mistakes, just try to take advantage of those.
Game two, the Yankees and the Royals. Live pregame coverage for the Royals at 6 o'clock this evening. First pitch at 6:38 p.m. from Yankee Stadium. Listen to the Royals live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And a big birthday today. Happy birthday to former Kansas City Chiefs running back Priest Holmes. Is 51 years old today. 7 years with the Chiefs, including those first 3 years where he was a dominant player in the National Football League. Undrafted. Nobody drafted this guy out of Texas at 5'9". And he became a three-time All-Pro NFL Offensive Player of the Year in 2002. And his first year with the Chiefs, he led the NFL in rushing. First ever undrafted player to do that. In 2003, he scored 27 touchdowns in one season. Which at that time was an NFL record. It's since been broken. Boy, this guy is pretty amazing. He's in the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame. He's the Chiefs' all-time leader in rushing touchdowns, total touchdowns, and rushing yards. And yet, he's not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's kind of a borderline type guy. He's never even advanced to be a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Wow.
But he had those big 3 years with the Chiefs, man.
Three good ones. Yeah.
Former Chiefs running back, Priest Holmes. He is 51 today. That's sports with Stephen Ted.
7:23 now. Keep it here for House Call for Health. Another challenge to healthy eating. That's on the way with Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Stephen Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on this Monday morning, 55 degrees. Millions of people across the Florida Peninsula are on alert as Hurricane Milton is rapidly intensifying in the Gulf of Mexico, continuing a path toward the Sunshine State. Officials are warning of strong storm surges and dangerous winds. And National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says rain from Sunday will combine with what Milton is supposed to produce and could bring on widespread flooding.
Widespread rainfall totals of 5 to 10 inches, with isolated amounts as high as 15 inches across portions of the Florida Peninsula and the Florida Keys through Wednesday night. Right now, the area that we're looking at for the highest overall rainfall totals is sort of in that I-4 corridor from Tampa over toward Orlando, Melbourne, Daytona Beach, up towards Palm Coast and St. Augustine.
Florida Governor DeSantis has already declared a state of emergency for 51 counties.
Can the Federal Emergency Management Agency sustain the level of resources it provides to storm victims? One United States senator wants to act to ensure that.
The Department of Homeland Security says FEMA has the funds to provide relief right now, but can that be maintained for the rest of hurricane season? Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina, whose state is recovering from Helene, says it's time to look at that as another storm strengthens in the Gulf of Mexico.
Let's make sure that there's never a second. There's never attention drawn to whether or not they can move accounts around to respond to all these floods.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has said at some point FEMA will need more funding, but he won't call the House back before the election to vote on it. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The conviction of a member of the Carnival Mafia will stand. The Kansas Supreme Court rejected the appeal from Kimberly Younger after she claimed she did not get a fair trial in Barton County. Prosecutors said Younger convinced carnival workers to kill Sonny and Pauline Carpenter at the county fair in 2018. Their bodies were found in Arkansas. Younger was sentenced to life without parole.
Coming up in 4 months, voters in the Wichita School District are being asked to vote on a $450 million school bond. District officials say approval of the bond issue will bring new buildings, which in turn will make students perform better. Dr. Walt Chappell, a former Kansas State School Board member, says that correlation is not necessarily true.
In 2008, we had 5 new buildings built, and that included Southeast High, for example, and Ortiz and Mueller. Let me give you some figures. Ortiz was a school up on North Arkansas Avenue. They built a brand new one, tore the other one down, and now we have 12% of those students is all that are proficient. There is no relationship between brand-new schools and student achievement.
Dr. Walt Chappell was a guest last night on the John Whitmer Show on KNSS.
Today is October 7th, 1 year to the day since the Iran-backed terrorists of Hamas massacred some 1,200 people in southern Israel.
What's known to some as Black Sabbath began with thousands of rockets being fired from Gaza. Then around 6,000 Palestinians infiltrated Israel using trucks, bulldozers, motorbikes and paragliders.
The images that we are seeing out of these southern border towns, horrific. Civilians were slaughtered in their homes. They were murdered in the streets.
Fox's Trey Yingst reporting on the day. In addition to the killing, there was the kidnapping. 251 hostages taken. Some were later released. Fewer than 100 remain alive in captivity. Israel today thinks of them and those who can never come home. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
We have a pretty nice day ahead as we start the new week, expecting more sunshine. High of 79 degrees, a little bit above average for this time of year, but not going to be too warm out there. Northeast wind going to be light while switching out of the southeast at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a clear sky, east wind at 5 miles per hour, 55 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:35 on this Monday morning. Time for Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu is with us again this morning. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. How was your weekend?
Mine was great. How about you,
yeah,
Ted?
Yeah, we did.
We had a great weekend. What about you? Because I know on weekends you stay. Yeah, you've been staying pretty busy. What did you have this weekend?
Oh, yes. Well, this weekend was supporting multiple different organizations and really the community. Started with HopeNet. If you have not heard about that nonprofit, they provide free counseling services for individuals here in our community. Then have the opportunity to meet retired Wichita firefighters at their reunion. Attended Oktoberfest at Blessed Sacrament. Went and supported the North End with the Nomar Fiesta. Then went down back southeast to the Vietnamese Fall Festival at All Saints. And then on Sunday went and supported our fallen firefighters at their memorial in South Wichita, and then ended the night yesterday at NAMI Wichita's candlelight ceremony to kick off Mental Illness Awareness Week.
Yeah, like I said, you were plenty busy.
Yes.
Last week when I did the bonfire lighting to begin Shocktoberfest, people were asking me, is Lily Wu going to be, is the mayor going to be here? I said, I don't know. I'm not in charge of her schedule.
Yeah.
Well, there's just a lot going on in our community, and I like to highlight whenever there are free events happening in the community. So I do want to say something about next weekend so folks can prepare. But as you know, we do this thing called Open Streets ICT, where we close down Douglas from College Hill all the way to Delano, and that will happen this upcoming Sunday. So be aware of that Sunday from noon to 5 o'clock. That street will be closed so that people can enjoy biking, walking, music activities. There's just going to be a lot going on in that four-mile stretch. But in the morning, there's something else that's going to happen, which is the Prairie Fire Marathon. It's not just a marathon, half marathon, but also the friendly 5K. And there's still room for anyone that wants to join me and some council members in the friendly 5K. We're kicking that off. Mayor Brewer used to do this friendly 5K, and I'm bringing it back, and hopefully I get to enjoy it with many of you. I don't run, but I will jog and walk as well.
What's the difference? Jogging is running to me.
light running.
Light running. Okay. Slow running, right?
Yeah,
that's what I do when I see an opening, a shorter line at Paris Baguette. I do some light running. Make sure I get to that line.
I've seen you. It's pretty brutal. Yeah, okay. You know, something that you mentioned there that people should be aware of, and that is because if you go to church in downtown Wichita, that prairie fire could have your streets blocked off. So be aware of that. It's quite a deal. It's pretty big run.
It is, and it brings runners from all around the country. So this is another opportunity to show off our city to these guests. And so this weekend will be really a jam-packed weekend. I do also want to mention, since I've been a volunteer for the association for a long time, on Saturday, it'll be the 43rd annual Wichita Asian Festival inside Century Q in the evening time. So that's another great opportunity to check out the different Asian cultures through culinary and performing arts. And so just shout out to the folks over at the Wichita Asian Association.
And that's an event that has really blossomed over the years. It's a pretty big deal.
It has. It started as a free event at WSU, and then it blossomed into, again, Century 2, and now they take up two spaces of Century 2, and just a really great event. It's $5 to get in, but really a great opportunity to enjoy indoors. So it doesn't matter what the weather is outside, it's an indoor activity.
Tomorrow is Tuesday. That usually means there's a city council meeting. How about this week? We're going to have one?
Yes. So on the council agenda tomorrow, we'll be talking about an ordinance relating to prosecuting alcohol violations. So currently, the Alcohol Beverage Control, or ABC, they're the ones that give out the tickets, and they usually give those out, and it goes to district court. Well, district court right now is overcrowded, so they would like us to prosecute the misdemeanor violations in Wichita Municipal Court. So that will be an ordinance that we'll be talking about. In addition to, we'll be talking about roads, streets. I know that's a top priority for our community. And so there are four different street projects that will be part of the capital improvement program. They're 127th Street East from Douglas to 13th, 21st Street from St. Teresa to 119th West, Webb Road from Central to 13th, and First Street North Bridge over the Arkansas River. So these are four specific capital improvement projects that need some design funding, so we'll be talking about those. But I'm also interested in letting community know. I know that there are streets that you are interested in and how they stack up on the priority list, because as you know, the city of Wichita takes care of nearly 5,000 lane miles, which is a lot of road that they have to take care of every year. And so we need the help of community. As a matter of fact, I had an opportunity to talk to a neighbor this weekend in our community, and they said, there's lots of potholes along my neighborhood street. What can you do about it? And I told them that they can get on to the website or the app, or I can do it for them as I was standing right there and showed them how to do a report of pothole. And hopefully within the next 24 to 48 hours, those potholes will be filled.
You've got to be get on the list and make priorities. Okay. Anything else going on? That's it, huh? That's going to be plenty to keep you busy.
Yes, there's a lot going on in the city. And really, I just want to encourage people to get out and support these community events, as well as, you know, I know that there's a strike going on at Textron, and I'm being thoughtful about the skilled manufacturing workforce that is out there striking, but also the aerospace manufacturers that create job opportunities for both union and non-union workers. My thoughts are with all of you, and I'm just hopeful that there will be a resolution that will come out of this pretty quickly.
All right.
Hey, I was, you know, Blessed Sacrament's my home parish, so I was glad to hear you plug Oktoberfest there. I hope the Blessed Sacrament people gave you something good to eat.
Oh, yes. I bought some of the beer rocks there and had a beer.
Nice.
All right.
That's some Blessed Sacrament hospitality there for the mayor. All right.
Thank you, Mayor, and we will chat with you again next week at this time. 7:42, yeah. Stephen Ted in the morning here, Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. And coming up, we got what do we got coming up? The Wichita Business Journal update. Loan processing office opens in Hispanic North Wichita neighborhood. Stephen Ted in the morning, KNSF, 7:47 here on this Monday. Three big things.
Three.
Man and woman dead after apparent murder-suicide in East Wichita.
Two.
Today marks 1 year since Hamas invaded Israel. Israel now attacking in Gaza and Lebanon.
One.
Still recovering from Helene. Florida braces for Hurricane Milton. Three big things. Stephen Ted on KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras show some heavy traffic now northbound I-135 from Harry all the way up to about Kellogg, and of course some road construction just north of there, a part of that. Also, heavy traffic northbound on I-235, and this is over by the North Junction with I-135 and K-254. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Two convenient locations, downtown at Market and Waterman, and 47th Street South and Broadway in the former Kmart building. You can see it all at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear is your home for complete car care.
Sunny today with a high of 79 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low will be 52. And then on Tuesday, sunny. And tomorrow's high, 80 degrees. Now a clear sky. We have an east wind at 5 miles per hour. 55 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather brought to you by the Monarch. Whiskey lovers, go to the Monarch for nightcap specials every day. From 10 till midnight, get half-priced pints and $7 signature old fashions. The Monarch, West Douglas in historic Delano. Wall Street responded to a positive jobs report Friday.
The major averages ending higher and bond yields rose following a stronger than expected jobs report for September, pointing to signs of robust health in the labor market. Employers adding 254,000 jobs, topping forecasts, while the unemployment rate also defied expectations and fell 4.1%. Oil futures settled higher with U.S. and global benchmark prices, posting a gain of more than 9% this week. The Dow winners, American Express, Goldman Sachs and Salesforce, the Dow decliners, Home Depot, Procter & Gamble, and United Health Group. The Dow rising 341 points, the Nasdaq higher by 219, S&P 500 up 51. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Arturo Dominguez and Omar Guzman are well familiar with challenges immigrants can face as they try to navigate the American financial system. Guzman is a second-generation American, while Dominguez arrived in the United States from Mexico when he was 5. Now, the Equity Bank business development officers are aiming to help families like their own, as the bank recently opened a loan processing office in Wichita's North End, a predominantly Hispanic neighborhood. The Nomar District location is at 112 East 21st, not a full-service branch. It focuses on business and personal lending.
Anyone can say they work at a great place, but to be a finalist in the Wichita Business Journal's Best Places to Work Awards, employees have to back it up. During the selection process, companies that want to be considered for Best Places to Work agreed to have staff members take an independent employee engagement survey conducted by Quantum Workplace. Those scores are tabulated, and the top companies in each category are named finalists. Today, the Wichita Business Journal introduces the 35 companies that are finalists. And you can see the list on the WBJ webpage. Champions in each category will be announced at an October 31st luncheon at the Wichita Marriott. That's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted of the morning here on KNSS. And today we celebrate the chocolate-covered pretzel. I bet you didn't know there
very
was
a
special day.
I guess not.
Whether they're dipped in dark milk or white chocolate, be sure to celebrate every mouth-watering pretzel bite. Where can you get those? I guess they come in a little package.
Get them at the store, yeah.
You can go on at the Nifty Nut House, I'll bet.
Yeah, I'm sure they have all sorts of varieties. I know they do.
By the way, it was in Walmart yesterday, and I can tell you, if you haven't found out yet, that they have plenty of candy ready for Halloween.
Okay, good.
They're not shorting. There's no shortage. The ports are open. The candy's coming in. We're talking about, we just mentioned Nifty Nut House a while ago. That's a place where, we get close to Halloween, get close to any holiday, and they get busy down there.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, they always have people who are trained, know what they're doing, and they're ready to help you. I really admire what they do down there. Have you? You've been down there probably a lot of times.
Oh, it's quite the place to get to.
Yeah, and this time of year, as I said, it gets very, very busy. I used to take my granddaughters in there, the twin granddaughters. I don't know how we got into this, but I said, I'm gonna show you, teach you a lesson. Okay, I said, you go, and you girls each go and get the candy you want. Your limit is $5. Let's see how close you can get to $5. And it was funny because they shopped around. They came over. And pretty, they were usually within about 25 cents.
Yeah.
And they were 7, 8 years old at the time. But it kind of taught them how to shop and compare prices.
Fun little activity.
Plus, you got that
Plus, when it's done, you got $5 worth of candy.
Yeah, got some great candy down there. Yeah, and they've got that building that's relatively new. I mean, I remember the old building. Now they've got a fairly new one there. But anyway, it's that time of the year. The stores have all the candy on the shelves. You ready for Halloween, Ted?
Not inexpensive either, man.
You know, I did
a little bag of peanut butter cups. It's like $6.
I did. We have one of our guys, of course, Greg Williams, a hitman down the hall. He has a little jar of candy with these little small candy bits on his desk. So while Shelley and I were out at Walmart yesterday, I said, I've been eating his candy. I'm going to pick up a bag of those. And it was not cheap, I tell you.
No.
I guess we're seeing inflation at the candy counter as well. All right. Steve and Ted in the morning.
You know, nobody's forcing you to buy that candy.
Nobody had to put a gun to my head and said, hey, buy the candy or else. So, if that's what you want, you're going to have to pay for it. Okay, Ted, 7:54 now, Steve and Ted in the morning, coming up at the 8 o'clock hour on a Monday. As usual, we've got a good 8 o'clock hour planned out for you. We'll have the latest on Hurricane Milton approaching Florida this morning. Ted has sports in a way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we got primetime Royals tonight in the playoffs, primetime football for the Chiefs going head-to-head against each other. So we'll preview both of those big sports games tonight coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, we have The Blur on the way.
Massive edition of The Blur, including a huge concert anniversary in Wichita.
All right.
Coming up in The Blur at 8:35 this morning. Don't miss it.
And we have your back-to-work traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
If you need a new garage door, this could be your lucky day. Entries are now open for the $5,000 sweepstakes at Overhead.